Hachette Audio presents Halfway Home, Race, Punishment, and the Afterlife of Mass Incarceration. Written by Reuben Jonathan Miller. Read by Carrie Height. Something like an introduction. I'd grown accustomed to the sounds of buzzers and gray steel doors shutting and locking behind me. It's not like in the movies. The men who live there don't flinch when the gates close. The smell of must, instant coffee, hastily brushed teeth, unwashed jumpsuits, and stomach flu tells you precisely where you are. But learning how to get around a place like this is an altogether different question. Underground passageways, some narrower and dingier than others, connect 10 divisions sprawled across a 96-acre compound. The campus feels stitched together. Red brick, whitewashed, and gray stone buildings, each built at a different architectural moment, stretch up several stories before stretching out a full square mile. They're connected by sidewalk trails, the yard, and hints of green space. Lines leading into the main dormitories wrap around the block-long brick and concrete walls that separate men and women in cages from their loved ones. The pace inside is slow but dizzying. A Frankenstein of a jail complex, Cook County is a patchwork of construction projects and racial politics lurching from the 18th century into the 21st. In 1779, Chicago's black immigrant founder, trapper and fur trader John Baptiste Pointe-du-Sable, was arrested by the British under suspicion of intercourse with the enemy. He was Chicago's first permanent non-indigenous resident. That is to say, he was the